Eric Schulen, when you have cooking from one day to the next, you know, guests might come.
That's
Hoyle. Why don't we say Hoyle here?
This is the rice here, it's the Rabbonim, so here it's easier. Here it's much easier. It's only the Rabbonim that gives. That's the Shalom, the rice is over there. Rashi, Marima, Mekadesh, you can't do it. And Rabbi Yossi says, by Issa, the Rabbonin will mat you to be married. So the moral of Kurulaim of the Plukta, the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Kemiflegi. We have another machlokes like this, whether you could be marim, could you make a game here or not make a game, another machlokes like this. Machlokes Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Kemiflegi. The Tanya, we learned Halach in Mesech Tebetzom, Oysoi V'yes B'noi, Shenoflu Labor on Yomtif. A mother and a kid, two behemoths, the mother, the big cow, and the kid cow, both fell into the boar together. Now you want to be able to pick it up to save it first and shecht it first before they die. Because if they die, they'll be in the veil, or you're afraid they'll become a trefa. So you want to go and pick it up right now and shecht it. Now the lacher is, you're not allowed to shecht Oysav Yespanoi the same day. You can't shecht the mother with his kid the same day. So here they both fell into the boar. So what can you do? Is Rabbi Lezer Oimer Mal Eferishin. Whichever one of the two you want, pick up one. And that's it. Almanas L'Shechta. You have a head to pick it out of the boar, because you have that not a shechted. For Yasheni, the second one, you have to leave in the boar. It's like Muksa. Since you're not allowed a shechta today, you can't shech both of them the same day. So Oysalai Parnosavim Koimai. You have to let the second behemoth stay in the boar in the ditch, and just feed it there and hope for the best that it'll come out alive. But you can't pick it out. Bishvil Shalai Yomis. Just feed it there, you best you could, chay it shouldn't die. So drashti shenof to labor, v'yomtif, v'yein shneyem ruyim l'shchita b'yom echad. You're not allowed to shech the mother and the kid the same day. Oysav yes, b'noy is also the shech. So mainly you could only pick up one, that's that at the shech. And the second one, v'yein, and the second one you can't pick up, because you're not allowed to shech it, so you have to leave it there, and feed it in the bor, and hope they'll stay alive. We have Yeshua Imano, he has an eitzah to be married, to play a game here. Malin Esarisha Namnas the Shechti. First you go pick up the first animal, and then you have Dasig the Shechti. The Ain Shechti, and once it's up out of the boar, then all of a sudden you change your mind. No, I don't want to shech this one. Omaro Males Hashani, you change your mind and say no, and now I'd rather shech the second one. So now you go down to the boar and pick up the second one. And after you have the second one up, now which one of the two do you have to make the Shechti on? Whichever one you want. Rotzeh Zeh Shechit. As I help them, Yeshua. As about his own and Yisrael the Rabbonin, the picking up a behemoth, the shalaf from the tiltol, something you don't need, his own and Yisrael the Rabbonin, so they hold the smate with haroma. Now, it's not looking directly like you're picking up muksa, something you can't use. Because the maestro, when you pick up the first animal, it looks like you want to use this animal. Now, once the animal is up, you change your mind and say, no, I don't want to use this anyone. I want to use the other one. So you're changing your mind according to Rabbi Yeshua and Yisrael the Rabbonin, the Ramatiyu. On Yontif, right. If it's not Roy, you can't shech the boy, it's like Muksa. Hey, since it's not Roy to shech, because you shech the mother, you can't shech the kid the same day, so now it's Muksa. Like on Shabbos, an animal is Muksa on Shabbos, because on Yontif it's not Muksa, because you're allowed to shech it, you can use it. But this one you can't use now, because you have to shech the mother, the kid you're not allowed to shech. Trashi v'yena shechti. So if Yeshua holds, you're allowed to pick up the first one, and then change your mind, don't shech it. Shemoitzi le'alili, you'll make a trick here. Shema chavei reshamim mimenu. You change your mind and say, no, first I thought this one was fatter. Now I see the other one is fatter. Let me pick up the other one. Yeah. So the chur, you see, there's a machlekes here. You could be marim or not. So the chur, that's our machlekes here also. When you want it, when you have your barrel of wine that cracked, and you want to save, bring a lot of other barrels. The tzarech orchim, could you first pick them up, save them, and then invite the orchim, can make haram or not? You'll be told this machlekes, if you could save these two animals or not. So tomorrow night, maybe the two swords are not totally zebizir. Mimai, Dilmat kan loy kam Rabbi Lezer hosom to Yeshua b'fanoso. When does Rabbi Lezer say it's osab haromo? You can't pick up the second animal. That's because even though the second animal's in the ditch, it's not much, it's going to die. It's not vadi, it's going to die there. He gives an eight to feed it. You're allowed to put food in front of him, and maybe he'll stay alive. I will hoch with Yeshua loy. But here we're talking about with a barrel of wine cracked already. And all the wine is going to be dissolved, going to be lost. So maybe Mishnum Mokan Hefsid, he was mad to you to do Haroma. The Rebalt, it looks now as if you're saving it to cover the Yorchim, even though you don't have the Yorchim, or the Yorchim are not going to drink the wine, but since it looks like you're doing it for the Yorchim, maybe they're mad to you to Mokan Hefsid. Shirashi, The Yadkan, even the other man, the Yadkan, like on Rabbi Yeshua. Hosom, when did Rabbi Yeshua say, it's mutter to make haroma, you're allowed to pick up both animals, hosom, mishum di gitzar, balichayim. I call upon him, since the animal fell into the boar, he has tzar balachayim. So you have a heter to pick up both animals, like to make them not b'mokim tzar. In the dish, they're tzar. If you pick them up, they're not b'mokim tzar. So it's a shayla, tzar balachayim is the raisa, the rabbonim. I call upon him, it's not nice, let them be in pain. So that's why he's matzir b'derech haroma, to have an heter to pick up both animals out of the ditch. But here where your wine is getting lost, there's no tzar balachayim. It's just that you feel bad, you're losing your money. For that, maybe the rabbanu will not mat you, even derech haroma. So drash yad kam lekam, Reb Lezer diye marimim, only, that's these two svaras. So mele, our two machloikasin is not totally in those two machloikasin. They're two different svaras. But I call upon the doimil adodi, that you see on the nis of the rabbanin sometimes will make all if it doesn't look like you're being over the yisr. It looks like derech haroma, it looks like it's being a derech haheter. Tana rabbanin. Hitzel pas nekiyah. Trashi l'shodah sudis, like an our Mishnah. You had a fire in your house at the beginning of Shabbos, and first you went and you saved yourself pas nekiyah. Is ein matzel pas adora. You're not letting now go back in your house and change your mind and say you want dirty bread. Hey, pas nekiyah means clean bread, which is much better. So you can't change your mind later and say you want pas adora, dirty bread, because we know clearly that you're a liar. Like about the people like clean bread better. Trashi yisul pas nekiyah l'shodah sudis. Lo yatsa pas adora. Pas kibur, shenitl hador was taken away. It's beautiful. Lefi shein haroma kshera. Lefi shein ormo kshera. Lema pas hadora nechli. Like you can't even say such a lie. Like nobody could say I like to have dirty bread better than the clean bread. So once you save the clean bread, that's the bread you're gonna eat now. You have no have to save more bread. Mashenkin pas hadora. If first you save from the fire three breads, loaves of bread for your three sudas, but they were black bread. Then you change your mind and you see you can find pas nekiyah from your house. How about you have a heter? Matzo pas nekiyah. Then you do have a heter, because you have a right to change your mind. Eat the clean bread. Umatzilim yom hakipurim l'shabbos. You're allowed to save if the fire came out on Yom Kippur. You're allowed to save on Yom Kippur for Mitzoy Yom Kippur with the Shabbos. Avoloi mi Shabbos yom hakipurim. But if the fire came out on Shabbos and you have already enough sudas to eat, just you want to save to be able to eat for Mitzoy Yom Kippur, that is no heter. Rashi Avoloi mi Shabbos Yom Kippurim. They're going in Chal Yom Kippur B'yechid Shabbos. And Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday. To Aloi Ochol Adli Urta. Because anyway, you're not going to eat the food until Mitzoy Yom Kippur. Oluyoto Likrif Alaisei. We're not matthew now so far off to go worry about the food. At nighttime, Mitzoy Yom Kippur, you get food to eat. V'ein Tzorach Loi mi Shabbos Yom Tiv. Havad, you can't save from Shabbos to Yom Tiv. V'loi mi Shabbos to Shabbos Abo. You can't save from this Shabbos to next Shabbos. Havad, in between, you'll have plenty of time to get new bread, new food. Shashi, v'ein Tzorach Loi mi Shabbos to Yom Tiv. V'yochol Ochem by B'yom. And now let us save on Shabbos for tomorrow, Yom Tiv. Because on Yom Tiv tomorrow, you'll be able to cook new food. You'll get new food. Yes. Tana Rabbonim. Shochach pas b'taner. You forgot you were baking your bread. You're breaking your challah before Shabbos. You put it into the oven before Shabbos. And now it came Kiddush, it came time ready to make Kabbalah Shabbos, and you forgot to take the bread out of your tanner. So you're not going to have no challahs for Shabbos. What's the Eitzah? Are you allowed to now on Shabbos take the challahs out of the oven or not? Hey, Shochach pas b'tanner. You forgot your challah in the oven. The Kiddush Shalav Yom. And it came now, Ben Ashmoshes, and it came ready time to make Kabbalah Shabbos. And it's Shabbos ready. Is Matzil and Mos and Shalash Shudas. Still you have Heter now to take out three loaves of bread for the three Sudas from the oven on Shabbos. V'yoymel li'acherim, and you can even tell other people, boyo v'yatilu lechem. They could also come and save more bread if they need it. U'gishuroida, when they take off the bread out of the oven, lo yirda b'marda, they should not take it off with a regular stick that you pull the bread off the tanner. Ela b'sakin, do a shinui. Use a knife, just like pull it off with a knife. His mother used to bake the tanner, they used to put the loaf of bread on the side, the wall of the oven itself. And it was a chokhmah that used to stick onto the side of the wall. When you want to get off, you had to use a special kli, a special wooden or shovel-like, to get it off the wall. That's called the mardan. So that you shouldn't use on the Shabbos. But just use the sakin. Do a shino, take it off with a knife.
What's the malach we're talking about
here? We'll see. This is the rabbonim. This is called the chokhmah. Soon see. Trashi mardan. Soon see. Mardan, trashi, kli, shiroidim boyapas. This is the kli that you pull off the bread. that you pull it off the walls of the oven. That got attached to it. You shouldn't take it off with the mardak, that's also to do. But the Eitzri is to use a sack. It's not like that. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to do malachas on Shabbos. Yotzot kia shofar radiya sapas, shichoch mavyena malacha. They're blowing a shofar on Shabbos, and this inyan of radiya sapas, pulling the bread off the tanner, it's not called the malacha, it's not an issue deraisa, it's only called the chochma. So poshtetz mashmitz mutta metchila to do it even with the madas, the kashris. And the Gemara name, kama the yeshla shnuya mashinim. The pshat from the chochma vyena malacha means it's not issue deraisa. It's only midiraisa, it's called the chochma, not a malacha. But I call upon him in the Rabbanon, though it is also, because it's doima to a malacha. At the bottom, Taisa says, Sheikhoch mavein a malacha. Vechivan dimidiraisa sharia. Ah, fagad dimidirabbanon asiri. Even though the Rabbanon asked you to blow a shofar on Shabbos and to take the bread off the tanner on Shabbos, kadiyam of Rosh Hashanah, ain makvin as a tinaikas mitkoya, noshim makvin, hoch evel mishri mishum gimel sudis. Here the Rabbanon that will mati you mishum atzolus gimel sudis, you're not going to have chalati to Shabbos, so they will mati you to be over this issa the Rabbanon, which is a type of a chochma, type of a mlocha, taking the bread off the sides of the tanner. They will mati you to say like upon them three breads. For the Gemara Bazoi do it kedarka with a madas, Teretz says no, once they will mati you, we'll still do it a shinui. Try and do it a sake, not with a regular knife. Not with a regular madas. Amr Rav Chizda, li'olam yashkim odom lo'itzoy Shabbos. Yashkim Zatrashi, be'erer Shabbos. You should get up Friday morning, nice and early, and start preparing something for Shabbos. L'troyach l'zamen hoitzoy Shabbos. Start preparing to do something for Shabbos. By the challahs early in the morning, do something nice. Yashkim odem on erer Shabbos l'tzoy Shabbos. Shneim ha'pasuk says, v'hoyu b'yom hashishi on Friday, v'achinu asheshe yaviyu. Go prepare what will come about to have Shabbos. L'yalter. Zatrashi v'achinu asheshe yaviyu l'yalter means v'shas havo hachona. You used to get up early in the morning to get the mon, so right away after in the morning is a zaman to start preparing for Shabbos. Omer Rav Abba, b'Shabbos chayiv odem l'tzoya shtei kikris. You're supposed to have lechem mishnah on Shabbos by the three sudis. Shrashi l'tzoya means brichas hamoitzi. When you make the brichas hamoitzi on the three sudis on Shabbos, you're supposed to have two breads. The pasuk says lechem mishnah. So chura poshit is only in a smachta. I think there are some shittas learners lamish midiraisa to have two breads, but some learners only the rabbon the kedim. With a nasmachta, poses a lechem mishnah, you should have two lechems on Shabbos. Omer Rav Ashi, chazin leder Rav Kana, the nokatarti. When he made a moitzi, he held the two breads. Or botzei achoda. When it came to slice the bread, he only sliced it on one. The Rashi nokatarti yechsem biyodai. When it came to slicing, he only sliced one. Omar, likatu kisiv, likatu mash rashi, likatu kisiv, the mashma achiza. Mashma, you have to hold the two breads. Avo betziya likesiv mishnah. But actually, cutting the challah, it's enough just to cut one. You don't badavka have to cut two. Reb Zera have a botza akulishir yusa. Reb Zera, when he sliced his challah by the Sudi Shabbos, he sliced himself a nice big slice of challah. That one slice was enough for the whole Sudi. Akulishir yusa. Rashi botz lekulishur yusa prusa gedoli sliced himself a nice big slice of challah. V'deiloi bol yosa suda. It was enough for him for those suda. Lechavet Shabbos did lechavet Shabbos. V'nira kemechavev suda Shabbos leschazik lechel harbe. Like he loves the suda Shabbos, he wanted to give himself a nice big portion of challah. He'll have enough to eat for the whole suda, not to be stingy on Shabbos. Throughout the Gemara, Omalei Ravina Ravashi for mechzik rasanusa. You look like a chazer to take such a big piece of bread at one time. It's not nice. You look like a chazer. It's not nice to do that. Omula, you answer them back. Kiva nechol yoyim el lo yovit. True, in the middle of the week, it's not nice to do that. It's not nice to hold a big piece of bread and eat it. V'idna, who the covet, but today I'm doing it. L'mechzik rav sanusam. It's not nika like I'm a chazer. No, it looks just I'm doing something to cover Shabbos. Benach Nam in the middle of the week though, some people take a machbit, not eat a big sandwich or a big loaf of bread, a club sandwich, a big piece at one time, looks like a chazer. So I cut it up into pieces. Some people say, what, in the pizza also? Some people are machbit, a slice of pizza in here. As they take a big piece at one time, looks like a chazer. But he says, I call upon him on Shabbos, it's mutter to do it though. Shabbos, you can have a big piece. All right, pizza maybe, that's a derech, not ready to do like that. No. But every day in the middle of the week, he didn't do this. Just on Shabbos, he took a nice big piece. So that messikas nusim. Reb Ami, Reb Asi, ki mikloy lohu rift of the eruva. When the Amol had to make an eruv chaserus, or else an Erev Tavshilim. So they used the challah, one challah for the mitzvah's Erev. Shari Eloi, they used to use it then for the Suda for Shalosh Shudis. So Rashi, Shari Bey, Haino Bircha Samoitzi, Sheyat Chola Sachila, Shari Maschilim. They used to use this like teat. Omar, Hoyov Yisabed Bochod the mitzvah. Since I use this challah to make my Erev Chatzerus, or make my Erev Tavshilim, Yisabed Bo Mitzvah Achrinim. Let me do another mitzvah with this. Let me use it for the Suda Shabbos. So they used to use it for Shalosh Shudis. Yeah, because Allah has Erev Chatzeres on Erev Tavshilim, albeit at the beginning of Shabbos you have your Matzi Erev, it's mutter for you to carry the whole Shabbos, even if the bread got ate up, it was eaten up. So therefore they used to use the bread on the Suddish Shabbos. The more, Ketzad Noflad Leka, our Mishnah says you had a fire on Shabbos. So you say you're allowed to save how much Mazon Gimel Suddis. Tell them Rabbanan, Kama Suddis Chayiv Odom Lecho B'Shabbos. How many Suddis do you have a Chayiv to eat on Shabbos? Sholish. At Tzad Kamol you have a Chayiv like we hold three Suddis. Rabbi Chitki Yoimer Abu. Rabbi Chitki says, no, you have Chiyuv to eat four Suddis on Shabbos, not three. Om Rabbi Yechnan, Ushnei Mikrecha Dorsha, they both dash in the same Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayoimer Moshe, Achlu Hayoim Itrei Ki Shabbos Hayoim Lashem. Itrei Kostrei Shabbos. Hayoim Lo Timtsu Basoda. You're not going to find anything in the field today, therefore you're supposed to collect on Friday and not for Shabbos. Is Rabbi Chitki Yosavar, Hani Tlosi Hayoim. It says three times the Pasuk Hayoim, his Ochlu Hayoim, Shabbos Hayoim, Lashem Hayoim. It says three times Hayoim. That's the Chiddush would say, he's also have three Suddis. The Chizki learns, Hani Tlosi Yoimah, Levar Mayuta. It means three Suddis on the day itself, Achutz from the Suddi ate last night. So therefore, our Shabbos, of the 24-hour period of Shabbos, the night and day, they have four Suddis together. For a born and sovereign name, for a Hadi the Urte. If the Pasuk says, Chloe, you have to have three Suddis, Hayoim, three times. Now the Rabbanan say three times include the night meal. And Chizki says, no, the day Hayoim means Dafka Bayoim, so Bayoim you have to have three Suddis, excluding the Suddis at night. Trashi Tlos Hayoim, Lemingin Sholos Suddis Bo. There's like an Asmachta here, that you have to have three Suddis. That's the Machlok is, you have to have three by day and one at night, or three altogether. Rabbanan Savri Bahadi Uter Yeh. Tanan, we'll bring it right from our Mishnah. It says, Nofkod Leika B'Leil Shabbos, if you have a fire in your house, Friday night, is Matilin Mozen Gimel Suddis. You're allowed to save only three Suddis. My love, the Loyachel. Lechur it's Mashma, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, you didn't eat anything yet. So, Lechur it's a riot to the Rabbanan. They were talking about you didn't eat anything yet, and you're only allowed to save Mozen Gimel Suddis. So, Mashma, you only have the Chiyuv to eat three Suddis, one at night, and two by day. And the Gemara, no, Reb Chitki is learning our Mishnah Loi Ziyochel. Reb Chitki is going to have to learn our Mishnah is talking about you already ate the Suda by night. And after the Suda, the fire came. And then the Mishnah says you could say, Mishnah, three Sudas you're allowed to save. Trash it. Yeah, that's fine. By the Shacharis, it says the fire came in the morning. Matzila Mosin Shrei, so there's only two Sudas. My lad Loyochel, the Churis before you ate. So Tzorah, you only have to have two more Suddis b'day. The more Loi Diyochel, you ate already the Suddis Shachlis, you have two more according to Chitkin. The Mincha Matzila Mosin Sudachas, my lad Loyochel, you didn't eat, and you only have to eat one more. Loi Diyochel, you ate already one, just one more according to Chitkin. So there's no Raya for our Mishnah. For the more of a Midik Tani Sefer, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Loi Lo Matzila Mosin Gimel Suddis, you could only save Mosin Gimel Suddis. Mechlau the Tanakamo, Gimel Svirulei. Mashma Tanakamo holds three Suddis. Rashi Mechlau, the Tanakama Sholos Suddis Svirulei, the Behor Lo Yiflugu, that's no Machlekes, Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi is saying, Lo'ed Lamatzilu Mozen Gimel Sholos Suddis. He says, no matter when the fire came about on Shabbos, you could only save Gimel Suddis. So according to Rabbi Yossi, for sure you see, how many Suddis you have to eat throughout the 24-hour period of Shabbos? Only three. That's Zichakash according to Rabbi Chitkiyo. And it's not Mashma Tanakama Dinzachem Rabbi Yossi in this point. It's only a machlag of Tanakama. It says if you already ate one or two Suddis, you could only save one more. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you could always save three Suddis. But Mashma, nobody holds you have a right to save four Suddis. Yeah. Zemar Mechlal Tanakama Svirulei, Tanakama Gimel Svirulei, Zemar Ella Machvata, Mas Nisan, the Loik Reb Chitkiyo, Enoch Nami. Our Mishnah Dara goes not like Reb Chitkiyo. Reb Chitkiyo thinks like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Klolat Rabbonin, that there's only a Chiyiv to eat three Suddis throughout the 24-hour period of Shabbos. And that's what Mishnah only says, to say three Suddis and not more. For the Mavahod, it's not. That's what we learned. A Mishnah Peyo, Mishi Yesh Loi Mosin Shtei Suddis. If somebody has enough to have to eat two Suddis, Loitam in a Tamchui. Tamchi was the kupa for give out to aniyim. They used to give them food to eat. So somebody had enough already to eat two Suddis, you don't collect from the tamchi from the aniyim's Suddis. Trashi tamchi kamer gadol was a big plate. He v'goyvim bo gaboyim meichel mibalibatim. The gaboyim used to go around, yes, all the balibatim put some food in the big plate. And they would give out this food to the poor people. They every single day in the morning, the oni would come to the gabay, and the guy will give him his two meals that he ate throughout the day. So the person already has two meals, he has no right to come to the gabay to get from the tamchui. Right, the mozen arba also asorum. The person has 14 meals, then loyito menakupa. Hakupa ready was to get for a week's worth of food. Trash loyito kivun yeshka nimsa goizla niyim. It's like you're stealing from the niyim. Kupa is a trash that's moya saying they used to give you money. Lafarnes aniyim b'nei tovim to give the good aniyim money. The zilu milsa tamchui. It doesn't pass for these chashva people to go to the gabbai to get the money, to get the food from the gabbai. That it doesn't pass for them. So with these aniyim, they used to give them money. Or maschalkim erev Shabbos erev Shabbos used to give them enough food, enough money erev Shabbos to buy sudas for the whole week. And how many sudas you have to buy for the whole week? 14 sudas. So if you have 14 sudas, you can't come to the tamchui. If you have less than 14, you could come to the tamchui. Zechura is like the more money. Loi rabbonav, loi rab kitkiya. It doesn't look like anybody. 14 will come out 2 sudas every day. So what happened to Shabbos? Zechura Shabbos, you have to have 3 sudas. So you should have to have at least 15. The Marie, Rabbonin, and Chamisa heaven. If according to Rabbonin, since you have to have 3 on Shabbos, you should have to have 15 sudas. If you have Chitkiya, Shisa Sari heaven, you should have to have 16 sudas. So tomorrow night, Liyoy Lam Rabbonin. Atea goes according to Rabbonin. That throughout the whole week, all you eat is just 14 sudas. The Yamrulay, Madaboyas Lamecho Beafuke Shabbato, Ochle Sebe Shabbat, Monashach. What you want to eat on Moitsoy Shabbos, don't eat it Moitsoy Shabbos, eat it on Shabbos. So the kids, the Friday you have 2 sudas. One in the morning, but the Friday night sudah, the way to eat it on Shabbos. Then Shabbos by day, eat your 2 sudas on Shabbos. So the kids, the Shabbos has 2 sudas, but every day only has 2 sudas. Like there are 2 sudas on the day of Shabbos, and there are 2 sudas on the day of Friday. Just Friday's morning sudas on Chayom, and Friday's night sudas on Shabbos. So goes the Kohen to Rabbonin. Rashi, Achle b'Shabbata, Shere tachlenu samach li'erev. Eat it right before night. But the starach lachila b'layla, so you won't have to have good. You won't have a malav malka. Hey, we're not talking about malav. We don't give the oni malav malka. That he won't have to eat. The yaf bagav der min lekamon early misa. Laodim loyloim yisad derodim shachon lemaitzoy Shabbos. Either isn't in your tava malav malka. Habahani min leman the yefshle. It's only if you have money, if you can afford it. But if you can't afford it, we're not mechuyev to give the aniim tzedakah to buy themselves a malav malka. Only the ikar 2 sudas a day. So kitza goes according to Rabbanan. Achila b'shan. Only comes out according to Rabbanan, not according to Reb Chizkiya. That's my name. Afilu tem Reb Chizkiya. Even if you want to go according to Reb Chizkiya, that holds you have to have 3 sudis on Shabbos. The Amrinan lay ma de boyes lemechel mamayli shabbato achle liurta. That what? On what you have to eat on Friday, only eat it at night. Like eat the 1 sudi at night. Or the kula yoimei. And we tell you a whole Friday stay betainis. It will tell you Friday don't eat anything. So the 2 sudas on Friday, one eat at night, the covered Shabbos, and then you have an extra suda leaving for Shabbos morning, and then the 2 of Shabbos eat on Shabbos. So according to Chid Yosef, you get away with it. You only have 14 sudas, we tell you to fast on Friday. Rashi, so there's a kashin. Rashi, betainis vinilei betamiya. Is that a terrorist though? We can't tell a guy to fast. Next day, the guy has to fast on Friday morning. What happened this morning, Sudan? Elo amani Rabbi Kivi. I'll tell you a portion of this. This price, this mitzvah goes according to Rabbi Kivi. The Omar asay Shabbat chachoyl, we have to storach labrius. That's another shita, Rabbi Kivi shita. Somebody who doesn't have any money at all, then he has no chiyav titis gimel sudas. Gimel sudas are only to people that could afford it, and they should spend the money then to buy the gimel sudas. But somebody that can't afford it, halta b'kiva yav nochiv dan tit gimel sudis. If you can't afford it, you have to come on to tztaka and echnami. You just eat your regular sudis the way you eat all week. You only have to eat 2. His goal is there's no stira. Azayah korn to chitki, azayah korn to rabbanan, that's only by a normal person that could afford to buy sudis. You have to buy 3 or 4. But a person that's an oni, halta b'kiva, he has nochiv to buy the 3 sudis. Shrashi yelu hamani b'kivi. Olinyin sudis Shabbos. Somebody that could afford to buy sudas, and we pass the lalach like this. If you could afford to buy it, come on everybody, you should buy your three or four suddis. We pass in three suddis. Miyo, hi, to Tzorach Lebrius, but this person that's an oni has to come on to Tzedakah, Yaseh Shabbat Techoil, he has the heter to make a Shabbos Lechoil, Vula Yitol Alachirim Kovet Shabbos Osseis. And he has no chiyuv to go around to let other people give him Kovet Shabbos. I bought that not in person, only over me mokla mokum, me kika bapundikin, me dalit soy in the cellar. You alone. I'll stop here.